Well, I am an expert in home values, and I am an expert in nightly rental and how that affects home values. I've seen over 1,000 appraisals this year, so I can speak with conviction to what nightly rentals do for an area and home values. I don't really have much to say. I know it's a busy night, but I would just say that, you know, what is the threshold for the number of units that the neighborhood would allow, and what are the uses that the neighborhood will allow? Do we need to get a list from the homeowners as to what allowed uses can be done on the land? I don't know who governs the use of the land. And so my goal isn't to upset the neighborhood at all or to create, you know, dangerous situations. My goal was just to improve a beautiful piece of our land. That's all. Thank you.
You have anything that you want?
Unless you have any questions for me.
Does the commission have any further questions?
Your home would have sprinkler system?
Pardon?
The home that you plan on building would have sprinkler system?
They would have to, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What is the feelings on this? Are you have anything that you want to discuss among ourselves, or anybody feel like they want to make a motion one way or the other?
Can I say road?
George, I have no control over you. You know that.
I would like to say it's good that we can all disagree and still laugh. I need to see something more on the road, some kind of plan. And I don't know how you can do that, but luckily the burden's not on me. And I know you can't go in there and blacktop the whole thing immediately, because I'm in the construction business. If I was going to build some houses down there, I wouldn't blacktop and then start running the mixers across it. And the neighborhood wouldn't want you to either. But before I can support it, I need to see a bona fide, no kidding plan of we want to do this, this, and this to increase the access, and then we'll go from there. But I can't support it now. That's where I'm at.
Any other comments? Are we ready to make a motion?
So it looks like there's three options. You got a motion to recommend approval or denial of the application of RZ 2021-22 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by John and Michael Messina and Jeremy Worley for the parcels located at the parcel number 19-23004.000 to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to NR zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. There's two options, one to approve or to deny, or a motion to postpone this for further documentation for George's argument. It would be the third option to the February meeting, if your applicant thinks he could get it. If not, then the March meeting. That would be between you and the applicant.
I have another question.
Go ahead.
What's your time frame on your closing, brother?
We still have to navigate the wastewater issues, so we might have some time to gather some information. Our closing was supposed to be in March, late March, but we can attempt to make a request to extend these contingencies. I mean, we've got earnest money on the property. Those contingencies only protect the earnest money for certain time frames. We can ask for an extension.
If you could get some kind of plan for the upgrading of the road, that would please the neighbors. But we don't depend entirely on the neighbors for making a decision.
Sure.
You know, don't hate me.
I'm raising kids in this town, and my goal isn't to aggravate people. This is my, you know, first attempt at a development like this. I've seen people who develop property in this town and bulldog their way through it. My intent was not ever to do that. So if that's their you know, recommendation that you're making, I'll honor and submit to that authority, if that's see, what you say.
See if you can figure something out on the road. Because I've done subdivisions where you had to go through another subdivision to get to it, and they'll drive spikes and boards and put them on there the first time you take the mixture across their chip and seal. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they didn't airlift their concrete in, but that's the way it works.
Okay.
Well, can you reduce the density?
That would be another thing that we could look at, just the economics of it. If we're going to be required to improve the entirety of the road with no help of the neighborhood and reduce density,
at some time it may not become viable.
Right. And you know, at what point is a land buyer's rights, you know, at risk there as well? I mean, I understand the careful balance between quiet enjoyment and a person's right to do what they want to do with the property. So it's just a matter of economics. We'll have to look at that.
Do you want us to vote and make a recommendation, or shall we make a vote to postpone you?
If you're asking me, I think we should postpone so that we can get information to try to help validate some of the concerns or invalidate the concerns that the case may be.
But I can tell you right now, I'm not for the 60-some homes down there.
So what metric would you use to determine how many homes would be allowed?
We don't know what you're paying for the land. That's your metric. That's not ours.
I know, but
the density of homes.
That's what I mean.
There's no argument about the road traffic and that. I mean, it's going to be a big deal. 60 homes, 30 timeshares, basically.
I understand that.
What's the density limit for NR1 or whatever it's called?
I don't know, I don't know the answer to that.
Is there a density limit?
Well, if you put a wastewater plant in there, you could lot it to 8,000 square foot lots, which by the math is 108 lots. You feasibly can't do that for the terrain. So I was guessing between 80 and 90 lots, maybe. You have to take the roads out, maybe even 75 to 85 lots.
So you're 50 to 60% of what you could do.
Correct.
With what he's proposed, which is
half. If you just wanted to do R1, subdivide it, have a wastewater plant.
We were trying to measure the balance between what we could do and what would be a nice use of the land, but I mean, it sounds like based on neighborhood feedback that an entrepreneur isn't allowed to put 60 homes there. So who do we ask to determine how many homes we're allowed to put there? Okay. Well, then let's. We would be willing to postpone if, because it sounds like it's not going to be a yes. So it sounds like we've got to get some more information and try to get some more information.
I mean, just from my perspective, if you were here trying to ask to put two nightly rentals out there, there'd be a lot of people upset. That might be one thing. When you come up and start talking about 60, and I was on that road today. I live out there myself. Mm-hmm. I have developed land myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't see how that all works. I don't know that we can get, other than it's a whole lot of people upset that this could happen to the area. We hear this every month.
I'm
sure
they
knew it all.
I know.
We hear it all the time. And quite frankly, a lot of us don't like some of the development that's going on, but it's back to life.
Right.
So.
How do we determine how many homes are allowed? Even if we do find out about the roads, who decides what the density is allowed to be? At what point does it become unsafe? At what point is the neighborhood happy?
Don't have the answer.
So how do we know what to submit in those cases then? What I'm trying to understand is who's the governor here? You know, and that's what I'd like to know. That's why you have to be a bulldog.
So the density in NR1 is intended to provide for nightly rental detached single-family dwellings. Of course, this would be condominium ownership. Mm-hmm. But it's not to exceed one dwelling unit per approved lot. So again, it's 8,000 square feet.
that you have to take out for the roads and the wastewater, so we get back to the 75. Per our zoning regulations, in NR1, they could put up to probably 75 to 80 units.
Right.
That's also.
If you go over to Williams Landing, it's right up against you. Those homes in there, that developer just packed those homes.
Yeah.
Itty bitty, those kind of lot sizes we're talking about, and I think everybody in there probably wishes they had triple the amount of land, but they don't.
Sure.
So, I mean, that, to me, personally, if you brought it to me at 8,000 square foot, I'd struggle.
Well, the plat, we're going to have to look at slope. Right. Roads are going to, that's not going to work.
I realize that.
That won't work out that way. It may only be 50 that you can get in there because of the slope of the roads. And
for me, I'm looking at the two roads that are have easements. The one we've been talking about all night looks like a quagmire. Going through neighborhoods and talking about the traffic that's going through there, I don't think I could support that. If you came with a proposal and said we're coming straight in from this south side, I don't know what the limitations are, but I'm just saying, for me, looking at that access on that side is a whole different story.
Well, I agree.
From my viewpoint.
But that easement by necessity is now negated by that road touching the property, and that's from my attorney today.
Yeah, I don't.
So that
I don't,
becomes a landlocked property.
I don't have that answer. I'm just saying
sure.
That's the reality of the space you have and what you have to work through.
Yeah.
There's a platted road in that subdivision on the west side of that flat. And they can't keep it. I mean, that's dedicated to the public. So I don't know what your attorney's telling you. That you
it's this one here, Doug, on Leave It. That was an easement.
Yeah, that's a private.
There's a gate on there. Right?
But
that one's negated because of what you just mentioned.
Yeah, right. Those people are in here adamantly opposed.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's his way in.
Your next meeting is February the 14th.
So, and I appreciate everyone's concern. I do, and I'll take that back to my business partners and let them know what happened here tonight.
Let me understand this. You're opting for a postponement?
For the February meeting.
To February the 14th or whenever it is?
Mr. Deere, that's what we're...
Whatever it is.
Yes.
To the February meeting.
Motion and second.
Is that official?
Nope.
Well, we won't have to vote on it if he's opting for a postponement, right?
I would move that we postpone this application to the February meeting.
Well,
second.
There is a motion on the floor and a second to postpone to February. Any other discussion on that? All in favor, raise your right hand, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? That's it.
They like split out, and here he comes. Or they, you know, just.
You're turning up that road. You got pictures on that road. What you talking about? Last year, you're looking
for the rest of the people.
You know, everybody takes a picture of them, but not me.
I don't know if you did him a favor or not.
Well, I kind of asked for that.
And I don't know how we're going to guarantee it.
Everything
he was talking about putting up a bog.
And I mean,
we can't take a bog and fill the road in Stone County.
Knowing that was going to be.
Can we?
Do what?
We can't take a bog to improve the road in Stone County.
No.
I mean,
we have no jurisdiction in here. But if you can get something from Stone County.
Sorry, I didn't get all that.
I don't have the time to stay in the last year. I have several grams of going around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm at 703 Alaconda.